Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, we're live.
We're live,
hey, guys. We're live, pal.
So sad. What hill are you going to die on this week on Wrestling Daily?
Well, I ain't gonna die. I'll get resurrected, like, you know, like Jesus. But so basically, Uncle Tony Khan, he put himself up there as the lexicon of great wrestling presenters, which is Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff. And I remember there's a time and period which SPF won't vouch for. I'm gonna say anyway. It was that time when they said TNA turned a profit. TNA did turn a profit. Someone in the chat that's smart about wrestling, yeah, they'll back me up. TNA turned a profit briefly before the Hogan and Bischoff thing kind of effed up the money a bit. But for a brief period of time, Dixie Carter could be considered a great promoter in that case. Because, you know, TNA's been around a lot longer than ECW, because apparently ECW wasn't successful. It was influential, but it wasn't successful. So yeah. Paul Heyman wasn't a great businessman. So technically, Dixie Carter's a better businesswoman than Paul Heyman, if we're going to do longevity and the stuff, you know, that she was a part of. So yeah, give Dixie Carter her props, guys.
You're not even sure what year that was. You're not even sure if it's a fact or not. You're asking the live chat back you up. You already are bleeding on the hill.
TNA wrestling turn a profit.
Well, Seth does that. We are here to discuss the Shock ROH debuts at Final Battle, End of an Era for Ring of Honor. We're also going to be talking about the weekend that was, because the world, the wrestling world, the world itself, American television, will never be the same, because Hook Gang, Hook has arrived. Hello, we are back once again. We are back once again for another week of Wrestling Daily content. It is me, your True Hill Phenom SP3, back once again where bourbon meets espresso. It is another edition of Mocha Mondays right here on the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel, along with Mommy Niangi's baby boy, Sat E.
Sat E Niangi. The E stands for elaborate, according to Jeff Jarrett. They were profitable when they signed with Spike TV. According to him, they were profitable from what years? 2007 to 2009. If you don't believe me, go ask Jeff about it. He would know. He was there.
Exactly. If anyone's going to know, it would be Jeff. He had a look at the accounting books. Of course, thank you all for joining us. We hope you all had a great weekend, and welcome back to a whole nother week of Wrestling Daily content. Of course, help us out with this video. We're going to be discussing the Shock ROH debuts, talking more in depth. Do we think that this is truly the end of an era for Ring of Honor, or is it the mark of an uncertain future? Of sorts, with all the surprises that went down over the weekend at the big show for Ring of Honor. We're also going to be discussing the big debut of my boy. Yes, I am the leader of the Hook Hive, the number one hooker out on these streets. We are going to be talking about
I got Hook. A hot take. I got a hot take about Hook.
Here we go. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Of course, help us out with this video. Drop a thumbs up on the video, share it with your friends, subscribe if you are new to the Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. If you haven't already, become a part of the Good Egg community and push the join button and become a Wrestling Daily member, a part of the community, and have your voice be heard on this edition of Wrestling Daily. WrestleTalk.com/Wrestling Daily. Let's hear those Ultra Chats. What did you think about the big debuts for Ring of Honor? What did you think about Hook's debut? What did you think about the week that was from professional wrestling as we start off a whole new week? But Sat, let's get into the Shock ROH debuts. ROH Final Battle 2021 was an end of an era. Of course, we've talked about the news before. Ring of Honor will be releasing all of their talent as they go on hiatus for the first half of 2022 before Supercard of Honor in April during WrestleMania weekend in Dallas, Texas, where they plan on having a big show. They already have the place already paid for. They make sure that news went out there. So we will see one more Ring of Honor show, but this was the end of an era of this period of Ring of Honor. And what a bunch of like appearances that we got. We got video messages from some of the top stars of AEW. Impact Wrestling was represented with a video message from Eddie Edwards, as well as Impact Wrestling star Deonna Purrazza, the AAA Reina de Reyes champion, coming out and challenging the ROH Women's Champion Roxy, saying that she's going to beat Mickey James at Hard to Kill in Dallas in January, and then verse Roxy, winner takes all for all the gold. So we don't know if that's going to happen on Supercard of Honor or happen on Impact Wrestling. But speaking of, we don't know when the match is going to happen, FTR debuted as they confronted the 12-time ROH World Tag Team Champions, the Briscoes. They defeated the OGK in an excellent tag team matchup to become the 12-time champions and then challenge any tag team in the world. The lights went out, and then AEW's own FTR came out and had a huge brawl, physical brawl, even throwing around cameramen. So before we get into the big Braun debut, what did you think about these debuts from other companies, with Deonna Purrazza challenging Roxy and FTR and the Briscoes after weeks of them going back and forth on social media, them finally going face to face?
Well, no offense to Deonna, but I want Roxy to keep the title. It just seems like, you know, Deonna wants to win everybody's title. And I feel like this whole belt collector gimmick that started around, even, I don't know, Ultimo Dragon did it the best. I want to put it out there. He did it the best. No one didn't quite like him. I feel like the title gets absorbed and goes into a background or in someone's closet after a while. I haven't yet to see the benefits of doing belt collector characters. Yeah. It'll keep the title in a limelight because the company's going dormant. That's the only positive I can have for it, because I know that will be a positive for it to counteract the fact that I'm not too particularly keen on it. But the match itself will be great. It's always great to see fresh matchups. That's always a positive. We can't cry and complain. It's not rematch-a-mania like, you know, WWE always is, you know, doing rematch every 2-3 weeks or every few months. So that's good in that regards. With FTR trying to, you know, taking out the Briscoe brothers, I'm intrigued. Did FTR mistaken them for Jack and Jerry Briscoe? Did they just walk in there and then just get a bit confused and a bit disappointed? Or will FTR pay tribute to the Briscoe brothers, like start dressing up like them? One of them get dreadlocks and the other, you know, one's already bold, start wearing camouflage. Because, you know, FTR, they like to mimic. They're a tribute act, right? They're a great tag team, but they need to get out of the way of being tribute acts. They're like one big bus of like promotion of like, these are the tag teams we aspire to be like. You don't aspire to be like any tag team, FTR. You're great the way you are. That's what I feel like. I love FTR. I need pride. I love FTR. I love their theme. I love the fact they love tag team wrestling to the point you believe they would chuck their family under the bus for tag team wrestling.
Maybe slightly. I do believe that. I mean, I like the move with FTR because this is a tag team that they have mentioned time and time again since they left WWE. And I feel, you know, despite of what they have done in, you know, in social media worlds or any comments they made, the Briscoes are the most underappreciated tag team of the past two decades, because there's a lot of tag teams that are more popular and more known that all they did was put the Briscoes and the Young Bucks in a blender and then do it on WWE and then call themselves the Ones. But I digress. There's just some, like, the Briscoes have been mimicked a lot throughout wrestling history because they are a part of that tag team generation with the Motor City Machine Guns and the Young Bucks that really changed tag team wrestling. Like, for a long time, Vince McMahon said tag team wrestling doesn't draw because it was all the same. it was you know, the babyface come in, they're all fiery, then they get beat down. You beat down one babyface, you build to the hot tag comes in, babyface wins. That's a tag team match. So Vince thought it can never draw, but it was guys like the Briscoes, guys like the Young Bucks, guys like Motor City Machine Guns and TNA and Ring of Honor that really generated and made tag team wrestling main event wrestling once again. So the Briscoes having the opportunity to feud with FTR in a major way and potentially be on All Elite Wrestling is something that I would like to see. I've said it time and time again. I'm a lifer ROH fan, so I despite of what they do, I know how to separate, you know, the wrestler from the actual person, and I am a huge fan of the Briscoes and what they have accomplished with Ring of Honor, and that's why I thought it was the right move that they were the final Ring of Honor tag team champions of this era. And I just love the energy that FTR debut brought, because it was a big shock, because we knew AEW was sending Jay Lethal for the main event against Jonathan Gresham for the ROH World Championship, which was the right thing
to do.
Which was also a great match. And it made sense because it was a part of the story that they were telling between the two men.
Thank you. You know what? Yeah, let's get into it. I saw a lot of people, because everybody was fantasy booking, you know, when Bandido, the guy with a mask, got COVID. Yeah. So he's out. Who's our fantasy booking? It could be CM Punk. It could be Bryan Danielson. And when Jay Lethal was announced, a lot of people were like, oh, why is it Jay Lethal? I'm like, guys, I can tell during the pandemic, you weren't watching ROH. You weren't watching the struggle for the foundation when you had two of the head, the figureheads. You had Jay Lethal and you had Jonathan Gresham. And you even had when Jay Lethal used to look over doing interview promos, looking at Gresham holding the pure title. That storyline, the seeds were planted there. You talk about long-term storylines. Us guys who like ROH, we got a payoff that, because it happened by accident, but I'm happy it happened, because it should have been those two from the beginning. It should have been, for me, Jay Lethal won the title from Roosh, and then it should have been Jay Lethal versus Jonathan Gresham. That's how I would have booked it. Yeah, Bandido was doing great matches, and he had cult following, I guess, during the pandemic, if you watch on social media, because there were no crowds there. But yeah, that was the perfect ending. It's a great passing of the torch. I was happy. Jay Lethal, he had his House of Martini theme. That's his best theme. When he came out too, I was like, yes. I closed my eyes and I raised my hands too. I was like, great times. The greatest first generation wrestler ever. Anyway, yeah.
Yes. I was happy to hear a lot of like the older themes, like Maria coming out to the old Adam Cole theme that I've said is one of his best themes ever. And this man has had no bad themes at all. But yes, that were
the NXT one towards the end. That kind of
well, I'm not counting that. That was like the Men in Black. They put the pen in front of me, and I just forgot that awful theme that WWE gave him. But those FTR, Deonna Purrazza, they weren't the only, you know, shock arrivals or debuts for Ring of Honor, because EC3 was a part of an 8-man tag where he was on the losing end along with Eli Isom and the rest of the foundation. Isom took the loss after the match. He cut a promo talking about how there's no honor in this business and all these three-letter companies are taking over and everybody's losing their job, everybody here in Ring of Honor. He called out Brian Johnson as well as Dak Draper. And then he said that they had to basically be punished to join the control your narrative stable. Weston Blake came out as one of the members of the stable. And then he said, release, free the Titan, and none other than Adam Titan Shera, the former Braun Strowman, came out and destroyed all three men, laying everyone out, as it seems like he is a part of the Control Your Narrative stable that seems to be, they're going to be doing something. Either they're going to be at the next Ring of Honor show, Super Card of Honor, in April, or maybe we see EC3 step his foot back in the Impact door, maybe with Braun, along with Adam Shera.
Yeah, I feel like that whole segment belonged on another channel, on another show called Impact. Because, first of all, Cher, do you believe in life after love? Yes, do you, Adam Cher? Do you believe? Anyway, that doesn't make sense. In the history of Ring of Honor, you know, Jonathan Gresham, everything you preach about, the foundation was my vibe. Because I was like, yeah, cleanse Ring of Honor of this trite crap. This behemoth is not pure wrestling. He does not fit what pure wrestling is about. Unless ROH wants to be a run-of-the-mill promotion, sure, bring the guy in. I feel like a favor for a mate. Like, my mate, you know, he just got out of a job. he needs to make a first AP to show off his body, just get people, you know, to put more money on him. Can he come out? Yeah, sure. That was like an Enzo Amore and Big Cass level of a fart. Because, you know, he's just another guy. He looked like a goon.
Nah.
That's your former Universal Champion. Oh, you know, yeah.
He looked like a monster in comparison to everyone else you saw on the night, regardless of if you were a WWE fan or knew of him beforehand. He does stand out. He has a look that is undeniable in the wrestling business. And I think that it was more of a favor for Shera to do that for Ring of Honor, because if this is your last show and when you heard what Shera's asking price was, Ring of Honor gonna pay that for their final show of this era when they're talking about they're losing money? I don't think they did that. So I think that this is more Shera doing a favor for EC3 to kind of set something up for either, you know, the next big Ring of Honor show, Supercard of Honor in April, if and when it happens, or they are going to another promotion together as a unit, which
exactly.
I think adds value to Adam Shera, him being with EC3, because exactly. He's never been a strong talker, and EC3 is arguably one of the best talkers in wrestling today. He just doesn't get a lot of shine for it because he's been in Ring of Honor for over the past year.
That, and also for some weird reason, he lost his charisma along the way. He just comes across like a bitter. That's the character, because he's been through stuff. He had a haircut, and he talks it. You know, what happened was EC3, he picked up a dictionary, and he realized there's more words in the dictionary. Then he starts spouting off, you know. He started watching a lot of stuff, you know, on YouTube as well. You know, I like gun stuff on YouTube as well. He went down a rabbit hole and came out and goes, yeah, that's my character. But, you know, I miss EC3 when he had a sense of humor. That was great times. Now he looks like an angry guy that works out a lot. I'm an angry gym guy. Control your narrative. I'm controlling my narrative. My narrative is go to a company where you get to flex your, you know, your mic skills. You're trying to prove you're a wrestler. Yeah, but just, you know.
Man, some sad news in talking about Ring of Honor. We just got in the live chat here that from Ace Shock that Jimmy Rave, former Ring of Honor star, just passed away. He's been dealing with a lot of different stuff. He had his leg amputated. There was like a GoFundMe page because he's been dealing with a lot of different like ailments. So, you know, it's a sad piece of news here. Someone that was very important to the history of Ring of Honor. When I first started watching, Jimmy Rave was like the biggest heel in Ring of Honor. And appropriate enough, this week we're getting the Embassy on AEW. So, you know, the guy who was the face of the Embassy, you're like
the Prince Crown Nana Jewel
was the voice, but Jimmy Rave was really the face. Jewel, they man. Were pushing him as like a main event heel in Ring of Honor in like 2004, 2005, with feuds against like legends like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and CM Punk and Generation Next. So like it's very sad to hear that, man.
And then TNA tainted his image, because I feel like for a lot of people they lost remembering for being in the Rock and Rave connection,
yes,
with Christy Hemme and Lance Rock, who ends up becoming Lance Archer. But yeah, for me, my last great memories of him, as in the best use of Jimmy Rave, was in ROH. It was with Prince Nana, it was with that funky drugs theme by Little Kim, and it was me doing the Embassy. I'm all about
and
the Embassy. Yep,
you forgot the best part though. When the fans, because Ring of Honor was always known, especially for like almost really like the first decade or so or more, of when the fans came out, when someone came out that was a fan favorite, they greeted them with streamers. But Jimmy Rave was so hated by the fans that they used toilet paper instead, which was awesome. Yeah, like I remember, like I always tell this story that one of my first introductions to Ring of Honor, after I saw Joe versus Punk 2, I saw the video of all the guys in Ring of Honor, and it's like AJ Styles, Austin Aries, Roderick Strong, and they got all these cool rock songs, and then Jimmy Rave, they show him, he's got the royal music, and then all you see is just the fans showering him with toilet paper. So yes, he did excellent heel work over there.
But for those of you to follow him on Twitter and on social media, you know that he was amputated, you know, like they took away both his legs, and he had one arm, and I don't know if he died of infection or I don't want to speculate, but RIP Jimmy Rave, you're one of the best heels. He looked like a Disney character. You know, he had the Disney Prince look.
He did.
You talk about crossover. Of all the guys that could have crossed over into the entertainment, it's a shame that no one guided him. But he was a good looking bastard back in the days when he had the fringe and stuff like that. He looked, I'm like, dude, what high school film did you fall out of?
He had the old Leonardo DiCaprio haircut too. Yeah, the haircut, stuff. Man. So yeah, there was a lot to love about Jimmy Rave. So very sad to hear that. Like we said, you know, RIP Jimmy Rave, thoughts and condolences to his friends, his family, all those that have been a fan of his over the years, and, you know, wishing him, you know, the best, and now he can be in peace. So changing course on that, we go from, you know, ROH, the big debuts. You got, what do you think all these big like debuts and arrivals? Is it just to build anticipation for Supercard of Honor? Or do you think that we are like, this is the end? Do you think that this was definitively the final show for Ring of Honor?
The fact that they, first of all, is rude, right? They didn't let us enjoy Jonathan Gresham's moment. It just went, cut. Well, we're back next year. The Big Bang, WCW coming back. That's what we got in the end. I hope that's what's leading up to, you because you do not give my guy 30 seconds of celebration. I want him to hug his wife, hug his business partner, you know, hug all the wrestlers, get lifted up.
Yeah.
You know, they did a lot of cuts. So I'm hoping, you know, them ones, it didn't happen in vain. So yes, I'm hoping that nothing changes in the meantime. You know, there's no backing out. Cause I feel like they have to do it now. They look like a bunch of scumbags that you know, you hype something up and you don't see it through to the end. So I hope we get to see it. I hope.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But we are joined by our Irish chief, I believe he is ready in the background. I see him. He's saluted me. Look at this Oreo of the LA Boys.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna smush you, buddy. Oh, am I gonna go the wrong way?
Milking, brother. What's going on?
Milking wave. What's going on, Irish chief?
What's happening, fellas? I thought I'd come join Mocha Monday. Look at it. How you got? Ring of Honor and all sorts of stuff going on in the chat. How's it been, boys?
It's been good. It's been okay. We got to say okay. We can't say good. We just got the shock news that Jimmy Rave passed away. Yeah. So we just got that in the live chat. We talked about his time in Ring of Honor because a lot of people I know, Ace Shock here says that he knew of him in TNA, which, like Sat said, didn't use him to the best of his abilities. If you want to see Jimmy Rave at his peak, Ring of Honor, Embassy,
Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
the crown jewel,
man, Mr. Ecstasy. Well,
yes,
I've literally just seen that from you guys and this chat. I've been putting my kids to bed. Can maybe hear them thumping around. So I've missed this this news, but of course, rest in peace, Jimmy Rave, man. All the best to his family, of course, from the extended wrestling family. Speaking of families, I come here to deliver not so great news, unfortunately. Sat, you haven't got to pull the kayfabe face. You know what the news is. you know. Well, that's it. The reason I've had to gate crash Mocha Mondays because, as much as this rues me to say it, this is the last Mocha Monday, in this iteration anyway, because Wrestling Daily will be having its last week this week. Kind of feels like, you know, the last WCW. Where was that? Where was that again? It was in Miami, wasn't it? No?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Panama.
Yeah. Panama City, Florida.
Yeah. So this Thursday is going to be the last Wrestling Daily. It might not be the last you'll see of us three and Steph with WrestleTalk in this current iteration. It's just that Wrestling Daily, WrestleTalk have kind of decided that it's 14 months, good run, but they've decided, you know, for whatever it was, they want to try something different. And that's totally fine. Of course it is. We understand all decisions that they make. But I do want to say I'm extremely proud of all of the co-hosts that have come through here. SB3, I knew, man, the guy was talented before we even got off the ground, but how he's grown unbelievably under the past 14 months, to see True, he's got his own Patreon now, the man's out here doing interviews. I'm ecstatic to just play even a small part in your journey, SB3. So well done to you, Sat Man. One of the greatest decisions I ever made was bringing you into the fold here. You've been universally popular with everybody, man. Myself to begin with, all the way to Billy Kay. So that's been cool, man. And you know, it's funny, like I've said this story a couple of times. There was a lot of options after Louis left. I hope that you show people the video you showed me one day, man, because I was won over in a heartbeat. You've done tremendous, and I know you're going to continue to do so with your aspirations in radio. You're going to be my tag team partner now, man, when I'm doing media stuff in the UK. You're stuck with it. So thank you very much, brother. I appreciate
you guys are
that.
Both my brothers. Yeah.
And you know this from us, man. Steph is our sister, man. This is family. Yeah. Amazing to see what she has done in the past 14 months. Before this show, there was no Miss Dynamite, Lady Rampage. She didn't do AEW to the extent that she's done now. And to see what she's done now, Minneapolis, all that coverage. Man, I'm extremely proud of Steph, who, in my opinion, people like her and Denise Salcedo have really taken that game to another level as female coverage in this industry goes. And once again, incredibly proud to have shone a spotlight on someone as talented as Steph. I'm also proud of the Black History Month that we did on this show this year. We showcased a hell of a lot of talented dudes. And you look at what they're doing across the industry right now, it's actually phenomenal. I don't think 14 months ago we could have said the same. I don't know if that's fair to say or not. Or at least they weren't being showcased as well as they are now. So that makes me really proud. Again, the women that have come through here, we talked about Steph and Denise, but Ella J as well. We've had a host of Chrissy Love. There's been a host of women that have come on this show as well that once upon a time might not have got that chance. So for me, before we got to wrestle or link up with WrestleTalk, it was a bunch of guys that looked like me, right? Which, you know, there's no offense to them. One thing I really wanted from this show was to have different voices and great voices at that. And that was the main thing that mattered to me. And I feel like whatever happens, we delivered on that aspect, man. So I'm eternally grateful for those of you that sat with me through this ride. But you know, more importantly than that, the good eggs, man. The good eggs. Those of you that rode with us for this 14 months, oh my word, like I can't tell you how happy it makes me when I come on and there's hundreds of you watching this show every day. The atmosphere that we cultivated in the chat means a lot to me, because I think I've made this pretty clear how I like to handle my business in terms of Twitter and just generally engaging with fans and all of that stuff. And I feel like we really got a great group together with us on this show. So that makes me proud. That makes me happy. But like I say, more than anything else, great people, continue to support WrestleTalk, continue to support everyone in their endeavors here, the co-hosts. I hope you stick with us. It won't be the last that we do. Oh, like that, is it? He's big leaguing us already, Sat. He's only been out the door for 5 minutes.
Someone heard and him he's there, like, calls. SB. Yeah, SB, call me after this show.
Someone calling early.
I'm available, brother. What's that?
Yeah. May I add something? The one day I decided not to do a cold open, we get cancelled. The one day, because last week I refused to do a cold open.
They saw that.
I'm
slipping.
It's like, I'm slapping my microphone.
Since we're getting it all out in the open right here, I never loved that we went away from an hour. I'm just going to come out and say it. I didn't love it. I know a lot of you in the chat and people who watch this show didn't love it either. to be totally transparent, it was a thing from the show creators who wanted, they took a poll and somebody wanted between 20 and 30 minutes of content. That was like, that's what won the poll. And they were like, oh, we haven't got anything that does that. And it was decided, it was decreed that Wrestling Daily would be the one that would do that. So we had to try it, right? That was, you know, we were mere paying rent. So we had to try what the landlords wanted. And yeah, that was that. So to anyone who's ever kind of, because trust me, it's frustrating when we see it in the chat and everyone's going, oh, I wish we did this with that. We heard you, put it that yeah. way, right? We heard you, we knew, but it wasn't a decision that we really got to make. But alas, again, I would say that's probably like the only thing that I disagreed with in the run of this show, and I understood why they did it. Other than that, Ollie Davis, super receptive and supportive to all ideas and just advice, like nothing but great for those guys. So again, it's sad, but I'm going to get another run out with Sat tomorrow. I've got another one with SB3 on Wednesday. And then all four of us are going to be together on Thursday. Steph Jace will be in the mix where she belongs. And we're going to do a quiz to round off the year. We're going to have some fun with all you guys. Matt, I want everyone to have fun with us this last week. And then in the new year, don't be surprised if you see some plans on the horizon. Guys, have you got any thoughts?
Yeah, big shout out to the mods as well. Mod Mother and the team you run in the chat. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. You make us look like $1 million. And Mod Mothers, those run-ins when we've effed up and we're left solo, you're like, what, the fifth member technically of Wrestling Daily?
Mother, yes. She'd have a spin-off if she would take it.
Yeah.
She'd be Mod Mother Daily.
They should take this YouTube channel and just give it to Mod Mother.
Yeah.
She deserved it for all she's done for us, because you've been there for us and, you know, you watch our backs and you got great takes as well. So thank you, Mod Mother. Thank you to the team. The Tuesday folks, the fans used to come on Tuesdays, give us their hot takes.
Yes.
You know, you guys were incredible. You helped make Tuesday when I was on unique, because there was nothing like it. Even to now, I don't know any other wrestling publication that does it, where it gives the fans, you know, a platform to speak their points. It was a great, you know, vibe. So, you know, Daily Boys, you know, I got adopted in this year and I love these guys. They're my brothers and I've learned a lot from them. SB3, he let me be myself, find my voice. Like, that's how I am on air. That's me in real life. You know, AMAC would tell you, yeah, I'm like this 24/7, 365. That's really me. I am that guy. And AMAC, he gave me opportunity. When I got to see him in Wembley, I gave him the biggest hug I can, because this guy, he went for media. He's a big guy as well, so I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, he's like his Louis Dangle. You're not tiny like Louis.
He's not a tiny man.
Yeah. AMAC's not a tiny guy. He goes gym.
He's got some stacking.
Yeah, he's stacked. He's stacked. My guy will not do 205 live because he's bigger than most guys. I'm letting you know. Maybe there's 205 live craps in the toilet, but he does not do 205 in terms of weight. Thank you. Wembley, I got to watch wrestling, you know, because I don't really go out that much to watch wrestling, whatever. You know, he took me to his media run. I met wrestlers because of him. I took pictures. I did what I could because I respect him highly. And AMAC, can you please confirm to me, TNA was profitable, right? I mean, there was, isn't it? They were profitable for like a year.
How did he go back to this?
He's a journalist. Well, he must, like...
Let me just say, I want to thank the viewers, all the subscribers, the good eggs, because you guys are really the fifth host of Wrestling Daily, because you know, we really tried to make this interactive, try to make this a more close-knit community, because there's a lot of toxicity out there, especially at the time when we started in the pandemic. There was a lot of that going on, because all people had was to go to social media. So to create a channel and a show every day that kind of brought some positivity to wrestling, despite some of the things we had to discuss here with, you know, people losing their jobs and whatnot, you guys have always been here, you know, along the way. So thank each and every one of you. Thank Louis Dangore, the one of the former hosts of Wrestling Daily, for, you know, all the hard work that he did, not just on the camera, but behind the scenes as well.
Thank you for quitting, Louis.
Yeah, thank him for quitting off. But also, I want to say, I think he did a lot more than people realized off screen.
Yeah.
in the early days of Wrestling Daily, which should always be appreciated. And again, who knows if he would have, he might have done, got where he is now, and he's doing cool things with Gimme Sport. But like, it was cool to see him blossom as well into the awful take machine that he is today. So, man, a lot of love for Louis in the early stages. Pete Quinnell as well is another guy who offered a lot of support to this show. Sorry, I'm trampling all over SB3's like speech here, but I just remembered this and I felt guilty once Sat brought up Mod Mother and I was like, ah, but yes, there are a lot of good people, man, that did a lot of good things that show. If anybody watching this has enjoyed me over this tenure, you know, became friends or a fan, which is a weird word, but if you did, if you do want to do anything for me, then subscribe to True Heel Heat, subscribe to Steph's YouTube channel and podcast. That would make me happy.
And subscribe to Alex. Alex got a YouTube channel too.
I'm rebooting it.
I got a YouTube channel. I'm promoting stuff today.
There you go.
Shout out to Benno. Benno's in the chat. Also, Benno. Benno's in the chat. Benno's filled in a few times on Thursdays with Steph. Shout out to him as well for coming on board.
Benno's, you know, one of the all-time co-hosts, man. Yes. Well, I know I mentioned it earlier, among the wave of, like, you know, when we did Black History and we've had females, but like, man, we've had a lot of great co-hosts on here. A lot of them. Since we did this, we started doing the guest thing 9-10 months ago.
I think at least
around Mania. It was around Mania time. So, you know, man, we've had, like, you know, obviously Sean Rossat, Robbie Fox, Andy Shepherd, MJF. He wasn't a co-host, but we've had interviews and obviously, like, the Inspiration. Like, there's been really cool people.
Doc Gallows as well.
Big Daddy Dangly, yeah.
So thank to, you know, everyone who's been a part of the ride, but thank you, Alex, for giving me the opportunity to be on here and to interact with this community that has been just so great, and, you know, keep supporting everybody that was a part of Wrestling Daily and Wrestle Talk, because Wrestle Talk gave us the platform to be able to have a show that would be, you know, 4 to 5 times a week. They're doing great things. Wrestle Talk podcast, Parts Unknown, the Wrestle Talk YouTube channel. So all across the board, you know, Rich Dunn, who's been doing work with us for the last couple of months, as well as Vinny, who comes up with the thumbnails. So there are so many people that make this possible, and, you know, just very proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, I would say the main thing is we're grateful, and I understood, you know, from a business perspective what they were trying to say. So there's no bitterness or anything. We've all said we're going to hope to do something else. We haven't figured out exactly what it looks like yet. But again, if you do like what we do and you like the kind of positive spin and having fun with wrestling like we try to, you should expect to see more from us in the new year. We will regroup. But until then, man, if, you know, for all the love you've shown, thank you very much. And hopefully you enjoy this final week with us here on Wrestling Daily. Matt, I feel like because it's the last Mucka Monday, I need to depart and let you guys finish in style. Right, guys, you got anything in the chat? Yeah, man, I need to dip. You need to do your thing. I've got my time with you two. I'm selfish, man. I've got Tuesday and Wednesday. You ain't gonna worry about that.
And Thursday.
Thursday.
It's true. Someone mentioned my hook take. Yeah, I got my hook take. You know, you're gonna hear it.
Yeah, you want to stay for that, Alex? Because he said he has a spicy hook take. Because I told him Wrestling Daily YouTube channel. No matter how long Wrestling Daily is around, we are a part of the Hook Hive. We are a part of the hashtag Hook Gang out here in these street. Hookers, stand up. I'm the number one hooker.
Get ready for this, guys.
Now I'm antsy. Drop it on me. Give it to me now.
You guys hear about the future of AEW, the four pillars, right? It's Jungle Boy, Sammy Guevara, it's MJF, and it's Darby Allin, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. There's only one pillar itself, and it's Hook. Hook's the pillar itself. Hook's the future. Hook is king. Hook is better than all of them. All the four guys I mentioned, they're not Hook's level. Hook's a naturally gifted, beautiful haired man. Look at those chiseled abs. And he wears the shorts better than Grayson Waller. Grayson Waller thinks he looks like Hook. Grayson Waller looks like a cloud when his daddy's briefs. Hey, Hook is the future, guys.
I loved Hook's debut. And then I was only half in... obviously I was in Jess. I was like, he's the best of all. He's my favorite wrestler in the world now. But watching how upset that made people that he done well, was like, what is the matter with the world? Like, people are like, oh, he's not that good.
They don't want happiness. They don't want happiness.
It was absolutely world-class for a debut, right? For your first outing. Like I said, everything you could have hoped for was... The music, by the way, is bang on.
Oh, yes.
Him.
100%.
Chairman's intent.
Presentation before the bell even goes, absolutely excellent. He's a handsome motherfucker as well. And on top of all of that, man, he's got Matt Game. The guy can go. He does suplexes like his daddy. I'm sold.
It was like Kurt Angle had a baby with Taz, and he created Hook. Like, he was just so smooth in the ring. Just the best part for me wasn't any of the moves, wasn't the music. It was him turning his back to Fiego before the bell ring. He's just so cool. So I 100% agree with that. I agree with him so much that.
You see that?
Totally.
You
agree.
See that?
Totally.
You see agree. That? You see that? I didn't even know this, guys. This is not even a pre-planned bit. I could have went wrong with it. I could have just said, "Like, this is crazy."
Hey, this is a good shout, man. By the way. Fuego's a legend for it, and he actually is. Like, that was a great first opponent for Hook. A long way to go, but what a start. What a start for the lad. I'm so excited to see what they do with him. Anyway, speaking of what I'm excited to see, you two over the next 2 days with me and this final week of Wrestling Daily. Guys, make sure you support Mocha Monday on their final home run here. If you've got any questions for them or Ultra Chats to sign off in style, make sure you get them in now. Yes, but until then, I will see you guys tomorrow. Sat, SB3, you know I love you boys forever. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you, brother.
We will see you soon. And yes, you still have time. We're going longer. Since this is the final week, we're going longer. We're going the full
season. We're going longer. We don't care. They can't kick us off.
They can't stop us.
They can't. It's not free pumps and we're out. This is a marathon, man, baby. Space Mountain. We're going to go on as long as we can.
We're not 1 minute men. That's for sure. We are not 1 minute men. Yes, we're going longer, so you could send in your Ultra Chats. Let us know what you think about the final week of Wrestling Daily. Tell us your favorite Wrestling Daily moment. Any moment that made you laugh the most, that you remember the most from over the past 14 months. WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily. We'll be doing this on Thursday when it's all four of us together. And you know, if you was with us the last time that happened, it's going to be chaos. So it's going to be controlled chaos, and it's going to be a lot of fun as well. So thank you all. But yes, Ultra Chat us, WrestleTalk.com/WrestlingDaily with your final thoughts on Ring of Honor, on Hook's debut, as well as anything else from the wrestling world. So yes, I totally agree with you, Sat. Like, Hook was just...
You guys got worried. Y'all got worried.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. I'm excited. I'm excited. Bad takes.
What? I think you guys exaggerate. I think you people exaggerate. I'm not Louis Dango level. I'm just a guy that sometimes likes to play with the fire a bit. Love the fire.
You choose violence way too much.
I am way too much. To the point where I forget what peace is. I don't know what peace is. Violence is in my life, every day of my life. Question: winter is indeed coming, SB3. Who do you think is coming for winter that we haven't seen yet?
I mean, after Saturday, I'm gonna say maybe the Briscoes. Maybe they show up Raw with FTR. Who else? I'm trying to think who is a free agent right now. Maybe we get the EC3 and Adam Shearer show up there. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Bray Wyatt. This is what they've been waiting for. This is his moment that he's going to debut. Hangman beats Bryan Danielson, and then the lights go out, and then it's Wyndham Rotunda in the ring facing up with Hangman Page. So I could see any of those. We got a couple of good guesses here. We got Ace Shock saying Gargano.
We got Cyclone saying Kyle O'Reilly.
That's a realistic one for me.
Yeah, both of those guys could appear at Winter is Coming, and I wouldn't mind it at all. I would not mind it at all. We also got Matthew Ledesma saying Ember Moon and Kyle. Eve Vampire saying Kyle is the right call. So, yeah, I mean, those are all good ones as well. Yeah, out of the two that just left WWE, I'm definitely going with Kyle O'Reilly over Johnny Gargano. I think Johnny Gargano's still got time, but I don't think we see Kyle O'Reilly just yet. I think that he's going to wait till his child is born in the first half of 2022, and then he'll make his decision after that.
I think maybe Kairi Hojo, the former Kairi Sane, she's not a free agent. She could potentially, maybe she's going to stardom, but we're just throwing up potential cases of wrestlers coming in. There's a lot of people from the last batch that we haven't seen yet. Maybe Lana finally makes an appearance for Miro, because Miro, I think, is probably rehabbing an injury currently. That's why we haven't seen him in a while since the tournament finals with Bryan Danielson. So it could be Lana making an appearance. But yeah, man, winter is coming and I'm excited because, you know, we got a new ROH champion, Jonathan Gresham. Jonathan Gresham, Jay Lethal, they come in, you know, become a unit with Lee Moriarty, with, you know, Bryan Danielson, create a pure wrestling stable of some sorts. You know, Daniel Garcia, and they may try to court him a bit because Daniel Garcia is going to establish group that may not be as readily, easily to take away. But Lee Moriarty is one of those guys where he's on the roster, not really established yet. He's under contract, but they haven't really done much. He hasn't got a spot yet. So he's one easy pick in terms of putting it into Bryan Danielson's group. There's two ways you can do it. Hangman Page's title reign, if he loses this, he will not be able to recover from it. He still have fan support, but people will never trust him to be the main guy because he hasn't wrestled since the last show. And it's been Bryan Danielson every week. This is his first title defense. So for him to lose, it will be a big black eye to his image.
Yeah,
so
I don't think he's going to lose here. That wouldn't be the right move. I don't think he's going to have a long title run, but I don't think he's going to lose here.
If it's WCW, I can see him losing and then Bryan Danielson's new group debuts as he becomes champion and, you know, like, I'm going to take this,
on the ashes of it.
Yeah, I can see that. But at the same time, my fan booking, I think that if Jonathan Gresham does come in, it would be stupid not to put him with Bryan Danielson. And then as they like to do, tease a potential match down the line between the two, whatever. But yeah, that's my prediction.
I'm totally here for Gresham versus Danielson. That's a matchup that I've wanted to see ever since I saw Jonathan Gresham. And I was like, he's Black Bryan Danielson. The way he wrestled is so familiar to me from what Bryan Danielson used to do in his ROH days and what he's been doing as of late for Ring of Honor. So that's the dream match that everybody would want to see for Gresham in AEW. With the interesting one, Jon Moxley. I didn't even think of that one, but could we see Jon Moxley return at Winter is Coming?
Don't worry, Shay. I'm not to say your name. He's American. He doesn't know a lot of Nigerians in the part. It's Shay. Yeah, Jon Moxley, you know what? Yeah, that's a good shout because the guy's been in rehab. We haven't really heard much about him. They always say when you least hear about a person, they least appear in headlines. That's when they return. So that's not a bad shout. Jon Moxley can come back and back up Eddie Kingston because Eddie Kingston finally, you know, he's in the mini feud with 2.0 and Daniel Garcia. So that's a great excuse to bring back Jon Moxley. And let's talk about mini Moxley by Trent. Trent's appearance when he returned last Wednesday because he stole Jon Moxley's cut off shirt. He walked down, got the buzz cut. And I was like, oh man, like I like the look, but Moxley's made it a thing. I wish he wore the double denims that he likes to wear. Is Trent off again? Was that whole thing meant to give him a Long Island kind of pop and then he was off again rehabbing his neck?
I think it was because he lives in Long Island. They wanted him to get like the little return pop, but I think that he's going to be written off a little bit longer after the three-way BTE that he took to his surgically repaired neck on Rampage. That's what I took that whole angle as. And we do have a Ultra Chat here from Yoko Litna, who says, as always, thank you, Yoko Litna. We appreciate you. Yoko Litna says, our faction now consists of Cross, Deeb, and Rosa. We now turn our attention to the various men's divisions to find talent who complement our members. We will be sending two scouts for winter is coming to view talent we have our eye on. Stay tuned. Loving the bit, but now Serena Deeb and Thunder Rosa have joined Yoko Littner's consulting stable.
Yoko Littner, never one for controversy in terms of his takes. And it's in the chat. So thank you, Yoko. You've been entertaining part, you know, recurring part of this whole process. And I want to give a shout out to Mayor Painesville Dan. He's been a huge supporter of the show. He's the guy that was trying to push campaign me to do Chrismania. So I want to give him a shout out. And also me and Luke for that Jam That Championship. He's the one who cut that clip of me challenging Luke that to face any one of us with Wrestling Daily and posted on Twitter, which got Luke's attention. And guys, we're in the midst of me challenging Luke. It's not official yet, but it could be, you know, probably, I don't know, Royal Rumble time maybe. But yeah. I am indeed in for a shot. And thank you, Mayor Painesville Dan, for making that happen.
There you go. There you go. Showing some love to one of the good eggs, Mayor Painesville Dan. We got N. I'm not going to mispronounce this name. I'm just going to spell it out. N-S-O-G-R-E, who says, looking forward to see what you guys do in the future. Sat's takes have become one of my favorite things. Thanks, guys. And thank you so much. We appreciate the Ultra Chat, that love. And yes, Sat's takes has become, he has nicely replaced. And I got to hand it to you, Sat, because not a lot of people could, you know, come into something that was already up and running and come in and just make itself a part of the furniture and blend in so naturally. And you did that splendidly. You have been a crucial part of Wrestling Daily over the last couple of months, and you have really added yourself and your personality to what Wrestling Daily is. So I want to thank you and commend you for what you have been able to do, brother.
Brother, I want to thank you, because SB3, there would not be Sat Chooses Violence on Mondays if it wasn't for you letting me just go off, because that's what SB3 did. He just basically gave me the matches. He goes, there's the gasoline. I just set fire to everything, and he just let me do that. And I got comfortable choosing violence, and I choose violence everywhere I go, because that's how I am. But SB3, you let me be me, and, you know, I got... Because when I first started, you know, when you're the young boy, the young lion, I just, you know, kept my mouth, or at least a little bite-sized pieces, because I didn't want to sound like an arsehole and say things that didn't sound correct. But you let me come out of my show a bit more. Doing the Mocha Monday shows has been one of my favorite things of the week. You played a great straight man, but this guy's a real heel. Watch my sports Kida. He's a cocky son of a, you know what. SB3 is a heel, guys. I saw it firsthand when I was part of his team. So, yeah. So, yeah, Mocha Mondays will not be a thing without this guy. Your professionalism is without a doubt astounding. You can do a one-man show by yourself without missing a beat. And watching you on Wrestling Daily with Louis is what inspired me to want to do this. Because seeing you there made me feel it's possible that black faces like mine belongs on the screen too. So thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Man, you've been great. I've been very happy to create something different, a part of Wrestling Daily with Mocha Monday. So thank everyone who has been watching and supporting. We've been appreciating that for sure. But we got one last Ultra Chat here from Christopher Jazz Cat, who says, was really sad to see ROH say goodbye. I've been a fan since the Punk versus Raven feud. For me, King versus Taylor and Briscoe's versus OGK stole the show. Gresham versus Lethal was great too, but fell short. Was a great show overall. Hashtag thank you, ROH. Yes, absolutely agree with you, especially with the main event. I feel that the like Sat was saying earlier, that the time was short for them, so they kind of had to rush it, but it still was a great hard-hitting technical wrestling matchup. Totally agree with you with Kenny King and Shane Taylor. That's probably the only match that's worth mentioning that I didn't mention. That was just fantastic violence, and it just, the video package beforehand was outstanding, and just the post match with all the, you know, African-American stars of Ring of Honor putting the fist up. Representation is what Shane Taylor has been fighting for and been preaching for the last couple of months with Shane Taylor Promotions over the last year and a half, really. And it was really great to kind of see him get that big spotlight type of matchup in that moment afterwards.
I'm a bit saddened that we never got to see the Shane Taylor world title run. It made sense. There's so many things. There's another thing about ROH that we'll find another time to talk about. I felt there were so many faces that were so obvious to be world champion. Shane Taylor had a great run as television champion. He created STP. I feel like this year or even last year would have been a great time to pull the trigger on him being champion. Yeah, Rouge was an investment because they have gone through a period where Lucha Libre style luchadors were, you know, in ROH, which wasn't a thing 10 years ago. It was more Caucasian guys doing luchador moves. But it's good to give luchadors themselves a platform to be spotlighted outside of AAA and outside of CMLL, who's stuck in the old ways, hence why they never had mainstream appeal. But yeah, Shane Taylor should have been a world champion. I hope, you know, a company picks him up. We can't see WWE because they're not really good. Vince will look at him and be like, lose more weight or wear bodysuit or body armor. So I hope a company, because even someone like, I want to remember his name. He worked for WWE. He was he's married to Sarah Michelle Gellar. I want to say Freddie Prinze Jr. He mentioned in an interview with Ariel Helwani that he wants to start his own promotion. So there's so many free agents. There's no reason why NWA should be crap as it is. But yeah, there's so many free agents that someone should start a company. There's Terminus. There should be something out there. The third spot for promotions out there. We need more companies, more people, you know, highlighting great wrestlers. There's so many free agents.
I don't even think that we need another company. We just need people to invest more and pay attention to the companies that aren't paying attention to too much, you know, or too NWA. Often, especially like African-American promoted companies like Black Wrestlers Matter, companies like Battle Club Pro out here in New York City that are doing great stuff with promoting all African-American shows and stuff. So there is a lot of different promotions. Mission Pro Wrestling, which is an all-women's promotion. So there's a lot of promotions. Maybe if people start paying attention, or someone that has money like a, you know, a Freddie Prinze Jr. invested in a place like a GCW or a PWG. Not GCW, because GCW is just too unique. It's one of a kind. I don't think that would work, if even with more money behind it. It just is good as the number one independent promotion. But there's plenty of independent promotions and plenty of smaller promotions that deserve more attention. And if we put that money and that investment and then that eyes on it, I think all of wrestling will benefit from it. It's like the, you know, rising tide raises all ships. So that's how it's got to be. And if we pay attention and invest more into those companies, I think that wrestling will be better off overall.
I agree 110%, man.
Yes, you know. And only other match I gotta mention for our Ring of Honor was that opener, Ray Horace and Dragon Lee. That was some high octane action, and I love the story of Dragon Lee always beats Ray Horace. He's now 8-0 against him. So there was some really good wrestling from Ring of Honor. If you haven't watched it already, you could get it on Honor Club as well as Fight TV. Ring of Honor is gone for now, the end of an era, but it seems like stuff is turning or moving, and we're going to see possibly Ring of Honor in AEW, Impact Wrestling. Who knows? You got Sat and me agreeing that Hook is all four pillars of AEW. And of course, the news that this is our final week of Wrestling Daily. So I hope each and every one of you join us right back here, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. UK, with Sat E and AMAC. Tell them where they can find you, Sat, until then.
All right, cool, guys. So, yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SatNextDo. And also, I have a YouTube channel. It's called The MNCYTC. It's The Milk and Cereal YTC. I've got a film and TV debate show called That's Debatable on there. So, the episode's been released on there. It's me hosting it. It was filmed 2 years ago. I got a bald head in some of the episodes. That's how far it is. Pre-pandemic, I had no hair. Pandemic changed my life. So check that out. That's Debatable is a film and TV debate show. It's on there. Tweet me if there's no link. Oh yeah, Mod Mother. See, is in the chat right there. Mod Mother's put it there. So
there
the film
go.
And TV debate show. If you're into film and TV debates with me hosting it for half an hour 2 years ago when I was in a thing, when I wasn't hot, when I wasn't popping, when no one followed me, SP, if you didn't know who I was, catch me there, man. Thank you. SP, where can we catch you?
But before he was famous, Sat, you can see Sat before the fame of Wrestling Daily, before the hair extensions and all that stuff.
That's not true hair, bro. That's not true hair, you son of a mother.
No, definitely go out of your way to support Sat in his new venture, his new YouTube channel. I believe we do have one more Ultra Chat, but my doc is taking too long to open. You want to read it, Sat?
Okay, let me see. It's from Bubba. He's saying that Mocha Mondays and Wrestling Daily have been one of the few highlights of my year. Thank you. Thank you, Bubba. You've been one of the best eggs, always rocking the merchandise when we had you on Tuesday shows and stuff like that. You got a lovely cat as well, a nice pussy, but I say, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah, that. And you, my boy Blue, with a great comment. True hair heat. Yes. Sat, we'll see you tomorrow with Alex McCarthy for another edition of Wrestling Daily. I will see you on Wednesday, and we wrap up the Wrestling Daily era on Thursday with all four co-hosts. Hit that like button. Comment down below if you're watching on demand. Let us know your favorite Wrestling Daily moment. And of course, hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. For Sat E, I'm SP3, and this has been Mocha Monday.